From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Throughout the fall, residents have been able to enjoy the new City Walk in downtown Birmingham. It's a linear urban park that opened about 4 months ago under the Interstate 2059 bridges on land that had been mostly parking lots. It's an attempt to reconnect downtown to the northern neighborhoods. WBHM's Miranda Fulmore caught up with a few people checking out the park.
Jonathan Box can be found at the City Walk Skate Park most weekends.
I'm 31. I've got a kid, like, getting here early on Saturday mornings and just messing around. It's the highlight of my week most of the time.
Box started skateboarding when he was 11. He says there have been makeshift skate parks over the years, but nothing compares to City Walk, which officials brag now has the biggest skate park in the Southeast.
You know, it's very accessible, with it being right where it's at. And I mean, I would argue it's probably one of the, if not the best park in the country.
Box says it offers skaters a variety of training areas, like a street-style section with rails to grind on and those bowls that resemble giant, deep swimming pools. He travels from Helena, about a 35-minute drive, but he says it's worth it.
100%. I'll be out here for about 3 hours, and then I'll go home soaked in sweat and, you know, rehab myself for the rest of the day, but yeah, it's worth it.
Brooke Chickering has less of a drive. She and her two kids, 3-year-old Asa and 9-year-old Carmen, live about 15 minutes away in Forestdale.
Really close. I don't even have to get on the interstate. I can go right up that street right there and get home.
It's really cool that they built it right here because we're just so close to it. It even has a map so you see where you are.
Brooke Chickering says the City Walk has been a game changer for not just the city, but also their family. They try to come 3 times a week. She's impressed.
It's making me emotional talking about it, though, because it really is just, it's awesome to have this here, you know, and we feel safe down here. It's really nice to have this in our city.
One of the city's goals with the City Walk is to bridge the divide created between downtown and the northern neighborhoods when the interstate bridges went up in the early 1970s. Cornell Wesley, the City of Birmingham's Director of Innovation and Economic Opportunity, says City Walk is part of reinvesting in areas that have been historically overlooked.
It's 10 city blocks, so it's a pretty expansive footprint, right? And that just by its design, it is creating connectivity.
Wesley says as of now, there's no plan to physically expand the City Walk, but Tony Dennis says they're working on planning more activities and programming. She's the community liaison and outreach coordinator for the BJCC, which manages the City Walk for the Alabama Department of Transportation.
We also are looking to put in a fitness program, so we're going to have walks 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night, and try to start some walk clubs.
The BJCC's executive director, Tad Snyder, says additional programming will help them experiment with what time the park should close. Originally, it was set for 11 p.m. It's since been changed to 7.
Generally, the idea was to set some kind of parameters on, you know, how we make sure we staff to have the proper security in the space. Give us some targets versus, you know, trying to keep that going 24 hours a day, you know, around the clock would be prohibitive.
Snyder says safety remains a top priority, but it's not been all smooth sailing. Since opening, there's been at least one instance of illegal exhibition driving at the City Walk. Videos of it circulated on social media. Snyder says BJCC security is working with local law enforcement and using the park's nearly 200 security cameras to monitor activity. Back at the City Walk, Tanya Johnson says the security cameras are helpful, but she says she would like to see a police presence.
Because people start seeing your routine and who's coming and going and different stuff like that, and they see police not around, they got time to do whatever.
But a police presence or not, Johnson says she'll be back. Miranda Fulmore, WBHM.